It's always good to stay in touch with those friends that move out of the state or town or the country even, and chat it up with them. And it's been a blessing to be able to bring them onto the show for the first episode of this podcast. And hopefully, maybe I'll go out to South Carolina and see my good friend Eli again. But for now, we just do what we do and chat it up here on the podcast. So please welcome my friend Eli.
What have you been up to lately?
Not much. Working and shit. How you been?
Busy as shit, working a bunch. These people getting their stimulus checks.
Yep.
Definitely boosting the economy.
I put my 2 weeks in already.
Huh?
I put my 2 weeks in, and I'm working at the zoo tomorrow. Put my 2 weeks in at the fucking job I was at, cooking.
Because it got so busy?
It wasn't busy. I mean, it got boring, but it was like either busy or boring, and I was just like, you know what? This $12.50 an hour job, dude, cooking shit ain't for me. I'm taking a 2 week vacation in Oregon, and yeah, I'm gonna fucking start looking for other job opportunities and shit.
When you say zoo, do you mean like the Hogle Zoo?
The Hogle Zoo, yeah.
Hell yeah. That'll be cool.
Yeah, dude, I was thinking I could like make a bunch of, you get like some dirt weed for like really cheap, and like make some pot brownies and like go to the zoo and be like, yo, can I feed the animals? Can I feed the monkeys? Like mixing up some like weed treats for the monkeys with some
What would you be doing?
I'm just gonna be doing like food service.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like some food service.
Cool. That'd be cool to just hang out in the zoo all day long.
Yeah, it's just a little tent job I picked up before I go to Oregon, and I'm gonna throw some resumes out, or throw some cover letters out to some companies, and try to get back into a field that I actually like, engineering some carbon fiber composites and shit.
That'd be cool. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh dude, what made me think of calling you was I heard that fucking, I was listening to that new album by NF, and I know you like really like that rapper. NF.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's dropped a new album.
Oh yeah. I don't think he dropped a new one, or I have to check that out because I haven't looked at it. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, dude, he got like Tech Nugget on one of the songs. It's like it goes hard, dude. Wonder if I can.
Oh shit. Yeah, dude, I'll definitely have to check that out. I haven't really listened to music in a couple days, actually. It's just been so busy.
Yeah.
Just the music people play at work.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, dude, it's been these stimulus checks. Oh god, man. People, I get, maybe it's just around here, but like I look at it in a way of like people have been like cooped up and like haven't had much money for like about a year, and all of a sudden they got all this money, so like they do it, and like they try to find comfort in any way they can. So they just, so much food is being spent, and so many, especially because they just lifted like the mask mandate right at the same time. So there's so many people going out to eat at restaurants again.
Yeah, and, like, right.
Ordering like the most expensive shit, and like give me extra this or extra that. Like I don't even care. I'm not even worried about the check, dude.
Right? Yeah. That's
like I noticed it. We're getting these people that are like coming in and getting like lobster, but they want like extra crab and shrimp and chicken added into it. Like, damn. It's like you just turned like a, oh, already $40 dish, and now it's like $90.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm saving that money, dude.
Right? I would have thought that people would be spending it on smarter shit.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
And also, I saw on the news too that beer and wine and liquor sales gone through the roof.
Beer and wine and liquor sales. Gone through, yeah.
And then also like the gas station down the road from me, they sell like lottery tickets and stuff, and they used to be number 19 in the state for how many lottery tickets they sold, and once the stimulus hit, they went up to number 7 in the state for lottery tickets being sold.
Wow.
People out there trying to buy lottery tickets.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about if people should be investing that shit.
Right?
Something, you know? Yeah. That's what I
want
to do.
People won't be, yeah, they're not really being very smart about it.
Yeah. There's a lot of fucking, what do you get stocks you can invest down there? Clark's doing that shit. Investing in shit. Tad's doing that shit too.
It's the best decision, honestly.
Yeah.
I still haven't gotten mine yet. Still waiting on mine.
Oh, really?
But apparently they're supposed to be rolling out ones. People, up until next month, people are supposed to still be getting stimulus checks.
Yeah. Check this out. I was writing a rap a minute ago. Writing some shit. Right. Writing some bars. Check it out.
Hell yeah.
All right, some acapella for you right here. Packing up my tricks like my trucks, apply my grip, don't give a fuck cause I'm going skateboarding, bitch. I've been disturbed by the current situation, got a bottle and I'm blazing, contemplating and I'm curious. Times they be hard, but I hit it out the yard like the jet, now the dog got the ball, bitch. Fighting on my sig cause I'm furious. Yeah, I still haven't written the rest, but
that was cool.
Yeah, I was like thinking of a rhyme. I was like, spitting bars, flipping cars, hit it out the yard. And then I got to thinking about like the Sandlot, how Benny the Jet hit it out the yard.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hit it out the yard, now the dog got the ball. Something, you know.
Dude, that trips me out when you called me when I was driving.
Oh, yeah.
Tripped me out that it was like broad ass daylight where you were at.
Oh, I know, dude. I noticed that you were like driving and it was all dark, and I'm like, damn, it's all fucking, it's like still bright here. It's dark here,
it's
now.
Totally
dark. Sun has finally dropped here.
Is it still snowing there?
Salt Lake City. No, but the mountains still got some snow on them. Looking pretty.
I'll tell you what, man. Fucking. Pretty much happened like 4 days ago. Like the pollen hit. I wish I could find pictures of it because it's just insane, man. Like I was driving to work the one morning. I think it was like Wednesday morning. And I was driving and I thought I was about to like come up on a bunch of fog and go through a bunch of fog. But then I like looked like closer and I was like, oh, that's not fog. That's like all pollen.
Oh, shit, dude.
It was like yellow, thick fog.
Wow.
And like...
damn, I haven't seen fog in a minute.
The wind will blow. Yeah, the wind will blow and you'll just see it like come flying off of the trees.
Wow.
Got me sneezing. I saw a picture the other day where it was... it was like a welcome to South Carolina, but it was on the Wizard of Oz yellow brick road because that's straight up what it looks like. Like all the roads and sidewalks are all yellow because there's just so much pollen all over them.
Dang.
Yellow brick road. Pretty gross, actually, all that pollen.
Where is it you're working these days?
I'm like one of the head line cooks up at Red Lobster.
Oh, that's
they got me at they got me at 15, which is not that bad, I guess.
It's not bad, dude. I asked for a raise and they couldn't give me nothing but like a 50-cent raise, and I'm like, fuck that, dude.
Yeah, like, that's pretty much like where I started at. So when I got hired on, the manager's like, he's like, I pay my people that work in my kitchen good money. At least they start at 15. He's like, that's just the way I am. I like to have good people working back there, not fucking whoever.
Exactly. Yeah, dude, fuck, we hired this dude, and I don't know what the executive chef was. I don't know. He worked at Red Lobster before, and that was, like, the only, like, restaurant gig he had done, but, like,
Oh man, he wouldn't show up for work. He would just be kind of in the way of everyone, and he finally just, he got fired, but like I don't even think he knows he got fired because he just never showed up. And I think it's not suited up, not built for that job.
Yeah, no, I've worked with people like that before. I worked with this dude that was a dishwasher one time. Like, we hired him when I worked at McCool's, and fucking, he came in for like his first shift, and he like came in and he started washing the dishes, and then he just like left, and we were like, oh, did he just leave? And we're like, okay, and he showed up for work the next day, and we're like, yo, why'd you leave? Like, why'd you just leave in the middle of your shift? And he's like, oh, I was done with all the dishes. That's not how it works, bro. There's gonna be more dishes, like.
Yeah, you clocked in for like a 8-hour shift. You don't just get to leave when dishes are done. There's gonna be more. You still gotta close.
He's like, well, did all the dishes. I guess I'm done. Like, we don't close for like another 3 hours, man.
Yeah, some people step into like a restaurant gig and they just don't. They don't fucking catch the vibe until, you know.
Yeah, like we just hired this new dishwasher. He's been washing for like 2 weeks now. And I kind of just like, I got a little fed up with it today because like every dish is coming back dirty or like not clean properly. I'm like, dude, bro, like I you take them out of the dishwasher and you have to stack them up. You obviously see whether or not they're clean or dirty. Yeah. And he comes and he'll bring me a stack of plates. And I'll just like, he'll bring me like a stack of like 30 plates and I'll just start going through them and I'll get maybe like 4 or 5 clean plates. And I'm like, like, all right, I'll just pick them back up and bring them right back over to the dish pit. And he gives me this look and I'm like, dude, they're not even like, it's not even dirty in the sense of like just a little speck here and there. Like these dirties are like, they're still straight up dirty, dude.
Yeah, it's like you just sent them through and you didn't even scrub anything.
Like he brought me a stack of plates today and he set it down and I just looked at him and I looked at the plates and I looked at him and I was like, bro, literally the dish on the top of the stack is dirty. Like you had to look at it as you brought it over to me.
Yeah, you just kind of have to laugh. It's like, fuck, I'm trying to do a job. Yeah. Dude, I remember this guy was fucking, oh, he would ask the weirdest questions like, are tomatoes healthy for you? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
He was just like, he was pouring on like top of, like try and make the melt faster. How it works. He just like rubbed cheese like on the flat, try and heat it up. Burger. I'm like, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah, that's totally gonna work. Try picking that up once it starts.
It's just like melt. Like, dude, come on. What are you
gonna do? I don't know. I would just watch him try to. I would just watch him try to melt the cheese, and then once it's like melted, I would see what he does to try to pick it up.
Dude, yeah, no one could figure this dude out, really. He was another breed. Funny guy.
Yeah, we were. I worked with this dude to trist me out. He's like, what? This dude I work. I call his name's Jones, and he's like, we joke with him because he's been at Red Lobster for like 30 years.
Oh man.
He's like an old guy.
Yeah,
but he's like this older black guy, but he's just like, he's like one of those old heads, like the OGs. And he like comes in, and which trips me out is he's a dishwasher, but he comes in with like his do-rag, and he's got like 3 watches on, and like every finger's got a ring on it.
He's like, yeah, dude, I'm.
And he's got like all these chains on. And like they'll be like Jones, we need biscuits, or Jones, we need baked potatoes. And he's like, they're cooking, baby, they're cooking. But he trips me out because he'll come in and he'll put his beanie, like his do-rag on, and then he'll put his beanie over his do-rag, and then he'll put his hairnet over the beanie. he'll put a face mask on, and then he'll put a hairnet over his face mask, and then put another face mask over the hairnet.
Oh wow, dude. Damn.
He's just a trip. Like, some of the shit he says, I just don't. Like, he walked up to me the other day when I was cooking, and we have like a bucket that we put our saute pans in to let them soak after we cook them. Mm-hmm. And he walks up to me, he's like, yo. He's like, this bucket right here? He's like, when you fill it up, make sure that you keep your water tight. And I was like, what, Joe? He's like, you gotta keep it tight like a wrench, you know, so the water stays tight, so it stays up in the bucket, you know? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, all right, Jones, gotta keep my water tight. Cool, got it. And he like walks away, and I just look at the guy standing next to me, and I was like, okay, I think Jones has officially lost it. Because I don't know what he means by that, keep my water
tight. Keep your water tight. Gotta keep your water
tight. Yeah, I'll keep it tight. But he trips me out. Just some of the shit that comes out of his mouth. We were sitting outside smoking a cigarette. He's also like a creepy old man too. Like, he's all, I was trying to flirt with one of them servers up there, trying to be like, give me the pussy, let me get that pussy. And he's like, she went to go give me a hug, and I squeezed a titty, and she went to go walk off, and I was like, hey man, let me put that in my pocket. It's like, what are you talking about, bro?
Put that in my pocket. Oh, Lord. That's funny.
You kicked it with Raven or anything lately?
Yeah, we jammed out last Friday. Jammed out. Had a fucking guitar, had like violins, trumpet, saxophone, drums and shit.
Oh, that's a great one.
Trying to get the recordings from him, but I just don't got a device. Dave keeps filming all the jams on his like GoPro thing. But yeah, it would be.
Yeah, I was wondering. I need to message him because I was wondering how he was doing. Because he was, I know lately he's been posting some like more depressive shit than he usually posts.
Raven.
Yeah.
Yeah. He feels. I think he needs to get out of the house a little more, because that's where he works. That's where he fucking eats. That's where he jams. You know. That's where like. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I know he's. I know he probably is like drinking a lot too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we have a good time there. We have fires and jam nights every Friday. Everyone always looks forward to that.
Is his arm still all fucked up?
Oh, his hand from Nike? No, I think it's healed now. Yeah, I know. We should fucking wonder how we can three-way call him on this.
Yeah, dude, I'd have to... I gotta make a day, because lately, because of this stimulus, they got us fucking working doubles Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
And then usually, this is my week off, but usually Monday mornings I have to be to work at 6 a.m. to take the truck order and bring in all the inventory for the week.
Oh.
I've just been just incredibly busy.
Yeah.
Good money, though. Don't complain about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to make more money these days. About time I fucking... got my shit together and stopped working job to job.
Right.
Places that just fucking find ways to pay the bare minimum. You know? That's how it's set up.
Yeah, I think.
It's just like set up to where fucking, you know? Even if you have
that's definitely
skills and
keep you that way.
Like,
cost of living, man. Shit's insane. I know I'm going to be busy in the morning. Fucking. There's a storm here tonight, and I got home and the damn tree fell over in my yard.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna go meet up with Tad at Greenhouse in a minute. Like, if we could continue this recording all the way down to Greenhouse, you could say what's up to Tad.
Mm. I don't know, bro. I hate to cut it short, but fucking, it's like 11:15, and I haven't showered, so I need to shower.
Yeah, dude, it's 11:15 over there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's still 9:15 here. What's up, my dude? Well, it's good talking to you.
Yeah, bro. I'm gonna go see if I can find the actual app for this, so I don't have to pull it up on my browser.
Yeah, for sure. And check out that new NF album.
I will, because I bet on the app. There's probably ways of being able to, like, add people to see when they're making a podcast and things like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can, like, go on and, like, add me as a friend or somehow on Anchor. And I don't even know if you need an account, but you should set one up just so.
Yeah, because I imagine it would, like, notify me when you're starting a podcast or something, like, going live.
Yeah, because I'm going to try and just, like, phone call all the, like, as many people as I can every time I podcast, if like Raven and I are doing one or something.
Oh yeah, yeah, all right, I'll do that as soon as I get off of here.
Yeah, it'd be cool to catch up on like a four-way, five-way call. We get Clark on here and get all the homies.
Oh yeah, I'm down.
Let's go. Photo.
Well, all right, man. Well, I'm going to shower. I need to shave.
All right, man. I'll
wash my face from all this kitchen grease.
Down to the greenhouse effect and grab me a iced, me a dirty chai.
So, hell yeah. All right. Well, tell Tad I said what's up.
All right, Will.
All right, later, homie.
Dog. Have a good night.
You too.
Peace. Yeah,
we're trying to make right now a podcast.
Trying to make right now? No, we're trying to make Where Have You Been a podcast. So,
where have you been?
Where have you been? Where have you been, man?
Places.
Places.
I mean, as far as the podcast is concerned, we're talking about interesting places. I live next door to David Crosby, so that's an interesting place.
He lives in an apartment.
You live next door to David Crosby?
Not quite, but...
In the neighborhood, like, you could go, like, shoot some hoops with him?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. That's where Jeffrey Steck has been, everybody.
Hey!
You can find him.
God.
In the streets of California. Buskin' with his guitar. Don't make me warn
and
you.
And we should turn it off. Don't fucking
hate that. Desiderata. Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others. Even the dull and the ignorant, they too have their stories. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter. For always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially, do not feign affection, neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth.
I got some Desiderata.
Graceful farts. Love farts from Rant and Raven. Thank you. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth.
You better not have a cigarette on a trampoline.
You better not have a cigarette on that damn trampoline out there, you're here.
nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here, and whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful, strive to be happy. Thank you.